Welcome back to Yes You. I'm Annie Carter. So lovely to be here with you. It has been a while since the last episode, like 8 months or so. Time just somehow does the big old fly. But I am so happy to be back with you. I'm going to chat a little bit about some changes that I'm making with this podcast in a moment. First of all, I do want to just acknowledge where I am and where I'm recording, where I live and work, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. And of course, I want to pay my deepest respect to their elders past and present. So I am calling this season two of Yes You. I have over a while, and probably you've noticed this if you've listened to previous episode, you might have noticed because I'd shared about it, that I had sort of some stop starts really with the podcast. I had really kicked it off in 2020 and during the pandemic when I had lots of time for this kind of thing. It really was part of my regular routine. And then once regular life kind of kicked back in, I have been a little bit more sporadic with it. So it's kind of been on and then had little breaks and things like that. And then since the last episode, it's been quite a while. And it occurred to me not too long ago that I had some resistance about actually getting started back with the podcast. And as I thought that through, I realized that actually the resistance that I had was around the feeling of like, once I properly start again, it kind of never ends. It's like this lifetime commitment of recording a podcast every week or every fortnight or whatever it was going to be with no end in sight. And that, while the podcast has always been something that I have found really fulfilling and really love doing, and it's been just so beautiful connecting with people in this way, because it's felt like a two-way conversation in some ways, because I often have received messages and feedback and you know, essentially kind of had conversation through social media, through email and things like that, that have come out of the podcast. So it's been super fulfilling in that way, but also, I guess, yeah, just this sense of like, once it's on and it never stops. And what dawned on me was that I try to live in most areas of my life, if not all areas of my life, in a seasonal way. You may have heard me talk about this. This is really, really central to kind of what I'm about and certainly what this podcast has been about, working with seasons and cycles in life. And it hit me. I haven't been thinking of the podcast in that way. And by thinking of it as like, once it's on forever, It felt quite overwhelming for me, quite daunting. As much as I know I love it, like you can love something, but if you feel like, oh my gosh, it's just going to kind of keep on churning out and out and out and you never get to have a break, never get to stop, then that can take away a little bit of the joy of it. And so it hit me in that moment. How about I take a seasonal approach to the podcast? Surprise, surprise. Like, it was one of those moments where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I've actually, on this podcast, I talk about living cyclically and seasonally, and somehow I've had this blind spot. I haven't sort of managed to apply that to the way that I approach the podcast itself. And so I was like, what if I thought about the podcast in seasons? What if I did a season of episodes and then take a little break and then do another season of episodes? It's not revolutionary. Plenty of podcasts do it this way. But for some reason, it just hadn't really dawned on me to do it like that. And I found that once I imagined it like that, I felt really inspired to do it again. And so here I am, really excited to be back here, and I'm going to be doing this in a seasonal way, as in presenting the podcast in seasons of, I'm thinking, 12 episodes at a time with a little break and then starting back again. So we're going to consider the first 71 episodes of this podcast to be season one. And this one is going to be episode one of season two. And I am excited to share some different things with you, some different thoughts that I have, a little bit of a, maybe a slight shift in focus. that probably mainly I'll notice more than anybody else. Also some amazing interviews, of course, some meditations. Really looking to sharing all of that with you and reconnecting with you. So thank you so much for being here. And with all of that in mind, today I'm going to invite you to consider whether there are areas of your life that could benefit from a seasonal approach. And maybe you might have some blind spots of some areas in your life that you haven't even thought about that as a possibility. And we're going to have a look at those together. But first, I just thought, because it has been a while, I'll give you a little update on me, how things have been since we were last together, 8 or 9 months ago. So as I look back over that time, I realised that the referendum on the Indigenous Voice to Parliament happened last year and since the last episode. And if you are in Australia, as lots of you are, you will know that ultimately the no vote prevailed. And so, yeah, it didn't go through, which was and is heartbreaking and devastating, and especially so after finding, after the referendum, the way that the no campaign had really kind of twisted and manipulated particularly their presentation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander thoughts and feelings and support for their campaign. Turns out there was a lot more support among First Nations people than was actually kind of really presented. And so it left a lot of people who were actually really wanting to follow the lead of First Nations people confused about the best way to do that, and some ending up voting no. So really, really devastating result. And so at this point, I just want to reaffirm that I want to continue to listen to and learn from and follow the lead of First Nations people in this country. I know how devastated I feel about the result, and I can't imagine, or I can only imagine, how devastating that must be for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and like hearing stories of people just feeling like that they're voice is not valued, and that there's been a vote that has literally confirmed that, and that just is so, so upsetting. So yes, we will continue to follow the lead and support and do whatever we can. Personally, I reaffirm my commitment to trying to be an ally to First Nations people here. On that, in this podcast, right from the beginning, I had a commitment that at the beginning of every episode, I would share a little something that I had learned about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, culture, history. And initially, I was doing that really kind of as a personal practice and a personal commitment. And it was a lot about kind of me holding myself accountable to continue to learn and to not just kind of give up on that. If you've listened, you'll also know that it's something that I grappled with, kind of going, is it okay for me to be sharing these things, the idea of me as a non-Indigenous person talking about and sharing about things pertaining to Indigenous people and culture without those people present? And I also, in this time between episodes, have just kind of really been reflecting on that, and how to some extent it almost just had started to shift a little bit for me as well. So rather than the little bit that I would share at the beginning of each episode just being like a reflection of the learning that I was doing, it was almost sort of starting to become like, oh, I've got a podcast episode coming up. I need to learn something so I can share it. And while that's not altogether wrong, it kind of wasn't really the spirit of how I wanted to do it. And so I'm still thinking it through. It feels like the never-ending kind of grappling for me. But I, for now, am going to not necessarily do that at the start of each episode. So not necessarily share something that I'm learning. I want to be clear that I am committed to continuing to learn, and I want to continue to find ways to uphold and put the spotlight on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and voices through this podcast. But for now, it's not going to be like that. So I won't necessarily be sharing something that I have learned at the start of each episode, and we'll kind of see how that goes. If you have thoughts on that, please feel free to share, of course. Apart from that, what else have I been up to? Abdo and I, my husband, we spent a couple of weeks in our van in Lutruwita, Tasmania, before Christmas at the end of the last year, which was just so lovely. We just absolutely love being in the van, just the simplicity of it all and just being out in nature. And actually, while we were there, we were saying how much we loved it. We were like, do you reckon you could do this in normal life? And so we did for a little bit. When we came back, we just spent a few little stints kind of in our van, in and around Melbourne, while we lived our normal lives, kind of running our respective businesses. And that was an interesting experience. If it was really, really easy to just kind of find locations to be in the van, I reckon I would totally be into it. But that side of it was a little bit challenging. But other than that, yeah, just the simplicity. It just kind of makes life, like your daily routine, just so, so simple and, yeah, not sort of trying to cram as much in somehow. And there's just something lovely about kind of being in nature right up to the point that you go to bed and then waking up and kind of opening the door and there you are in beautiful nature immediately. So really love that. Other than that, I did some triathlons over the summer, which has been really a great challenge and fun. We did one with the team from Eve, my business, which was so fun to do that together. And then out of that, I kind of felt a bit of momentum. And so now I've set myself the challenge to train for a marathon, my first ever marathon. I've done plenty of half marathons and shorter distances, but never the full 42.2 Ks. And so that's my current challenge and I am training for that. If you are interested, you can follow me on Instagram. I've been sharing little bits about that. So yeah. And really significantly for me, just past 10 years since Eve, my business, first started. So that has been just such a special milestone for me. I think it's not that I didn't think that we'd make it 10 years, but there definitely have been some points along the way where it definitely didn't feel guaranteed at all. So I am really, really grateful and also proud to have made it to this 10 years and to be still looking forward and continuing to grow and explore what's possible within the business. And so, yeah, one of the episodes coming up soon, I'm going to share about my learnings and experience of 10 years in this particular business. So stay tuned for that. And the last thing I'll just share with you is that kind of related to that, I am finally doing something that I have been wanting to do for a long time. I am creating a group mentoring program for business owners and leaders. And I have done kind of coaching and mentoring of business owners and leaders in a more kind of informal and casual way, plenty over the years. But I have been wanting to put together a program where we track along with each other throughout a year. So having regular catch-ups where we learn from each other. Of course, I'll have a certain amount of input that I'll share, give some guidance around it. It's going to have two retreats within it. So two weekend-long retreats where we just get away and do like a full dive into your business. I just so value and believe in the power of groups coming together. And so I'm really excited about that. So certainly it will be about kind of me sharing my experience and expertise, but it won't just be that. It's also about the group. And so in that sense, if you're familiar with the idea of like a mastermind, it will be a little bit like that too, where everybody learns from everyone. So yeah, I'm super stoked to be putting that together and that's going to start in July. And if you're interested in that, I would love to hear from you actually. So please get in touch. And right now, if you happen to listen to this episode right as it's released, I'm looking for just a few people to sign up for that program at half the price that it's going to be. And the exchange being that you would give me some feedback and that I'd be able to kind of pick your brains about the process itself and the program itself as I develop it, so that I can kind of really tailor it so it's just hits the spot for people who want to be part of it. So if that's of interest, either just to be part of the program at all and you want to go on the wait list for when bookings open for that, or if you'd be interested in being one of those few people to kind of help me out, a little exchange where for a cheaper rate, like half price, you would give me some input and like I'd ask you some questions, send you some little surveys to pick your brains as I develop it, that would be amazing. So yeah, if that's you, you could email me at hello@anniecarter.com.au, or you could find me on Instagram and send me a DM. So that is @_AnnieCarter. Okay, so let me ask you, are there areas of your life that just kind of feel like they are just chugging along with no end in sight, no break in sight, no relief in sight, that actually kind of feels a bit like a grind or feels a bit like it's wearing you down or perhaps even just feels overwhelming for you? This could be in your work life. It might be some aspect of your home or family life, your relationship. Certainly could be about like housework, that feeling of just like, oh my gosh, laundry that just never stops and every day it just sits there and needs to be done. Or could be about exercise. It could be just like, oh, I just have to keep doing this. Or even just the demand that you're placing on yourself in terms of energy to show up for all different things, that you're just sort of expecting the same level of intensity and effort from yourself all the time with no break, no relief, no end in sight. What might it be like for you to take a more seasonal approach to that? And what do I mean by seasonal? Not strictly talking about like four seasons, summer, autumn, winter. Let me try those again. Summer, autumn, winter, and spring. Although it could be like that. But even thinking about like those kinds of seasons, different places around the world have those expressed to more or less of an extent. There are some places where there's a really distinct four different seasons. And then there are other places where there's really kind of only two seasons, or where the shifts between seasons are really, really subtle. In some Aboriginal cultures, they look at the world as having, and the environment as having, numerous seasons, so more than four different seasons. So it's not kind of about necessarily matching up these areas of your life with four different phases, but really it's about creating a sense of ebb and flow so that there is a time of building and growing. There might be a time of kind of culmination or like a peak, and then there's a time of letting go and of settling, and perhaps even a time of just full rest and stillness. So obviously this is something I've talked about a lot in this podcast around following the menstrual cycle and also following the moon cycle. The moon has that kind of built in, the waxing and waning, and maybe that's a helpful way for you to think about it. Could you bring into this area of your life, rather than it just being same, plod along, keep chugging, could you bring in a sense of that there's a time of more effort, a time of more momentum, and then there's a time of less and letting go and reducing the effort and perhaps even taking a break, coming into stillness and dropping it entirely for a period before starting back up again? You might prefer to think about it in terms of thinking about the tides, like time when the tide comes in, there's this fullness presence of all the depth of water, and then a time when the tide goes out. some areas that I apply this, I mean, as you know, if you've been listening to previous episodes, it's something that I do try to apply in all different aspects of my life, in my work, in my self-care, like all of that stuff, in the exercise that I do. Let me share about particularly from this marathon training that I'm doing at the moment. The whole training for a marathon is a season in life in itself for me. I don't plan to be doing marathons all the time, and I haven't done one yet. And so it's a particular focus for a period of months, about 4 months, where I'm kind of more intensely focusing on this particular challenge and this particular goal and doing exercise in a particular way with that in mind. So it's a season in itself, but even within the training, I've created some ebbs and flows. So for a few weeks at a time, I will be building up my volume of training, building up the number of kilometers that I'm doing, building up distances that I'm going in any one individual run, and then backing that off. So I've aligned that, surprise, surprise, with my menstrual cycle. So as I get into the premenstrual and menstruation phases, I have synced that up in my marathon training with that being a week where I just back it off a little bit. So I drop the training volume and I drop the number of kilometers that I'm trying to do and just have a little bit of a breather. And then off I go again, ramping back up. And that has been so great for me. I feel like apart from just maintaining my body's wellness, feeling physically well and energized throughout it, it's also can be good, of course, for just reducing chance of injury and things like that. But even just mentally and in terms of my motivation, it's really made a difference because I feel like when I'm building, I'm actually enjoying that and enjoying that kind of sense of increasing and momentum. But there's something nice about knowing, oh, next week or in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, I'm going to have a break from it. And that enables me to give more now because I know a break is coming. And then I really enjoy that feeling of, okay, get a bit of downtime. And I find that through doing that, I'm actually excited and ready to get back into the training again afterwards. And so that has worked really well for me with the marathon training. It's also something that I have really incorporated into the way that I work. I have talked in the past about how I move with the different phases of my cycle and different things that I focus on work-wise in the different phases. But even beyond that, if I kind of zoom out and look at bigger seasons, I have worked out that for me, it feels better to have busier times and then more relaxed times rather than just to kind of space things out over months at a time, if that's going to mean that I just end up feeling like it's just constant and there's no break. So for example, in my work, I do teach courses and run workshops and do teacher trainings and things like that. And when those are on, that's like extra stuff on top of my regular work week. And often it will be either night times or it'll be full weekends or running retreats, those kinds of things that take up a lot of extra time. And where in the past I was like, well, I just want to space those right out so I don't have too much at any given time. But the effect of that for me ended up just being like, okay, I'd just be, okay, so let's say I'm running this particular training, a yoga teacher training. And then as soon as that finishes, okay, now I need to think about the retreat that I'm running in 2 weeks. And then as soon as that finishes, oh, I've got a run challenge coming up. I need to focus on that. And although it sort of seemed like a good idea to space it all out, the net effect was that I just sort of was like, oh my gosh, it's just constant. Like there's always something. And I found that for me, it actually works better to go, you know, while I'm doing the yoga teacher training, I will also build in a retreat sometimes there, or I can also take on the run challenge at that time. So actually more heavily load a particular season. And then when it all stops, be like, I'm not doing any of it for the next month or the next couple of months or whatever that period might be. And for me, that kind of seasonal approach has also been really beneficial. And yeah, I've definitely felt like that helps me to stay motivated when I need to be motivated and to enjoy rest when I need to rest. And knowing that there's those ebbs and flows is in itself just kind of soothing and, feels good for me. On the other hand, it could be that there's something more like what I described with this podcast. Maybe there's something that you're not doing because you're anticipating that once you do it, that it'll be like, okay, now you're on like the treadmill that never stops, onto the, hamster wheel. It could be that, yeah, it feels overwhelming as you to imagine that once you get started on something, it's on and there will never be any break. And so you don't do it at all. So that could be something like meditation or starting a particular project or an exercise routine or something like that. And it's like, it's something that you do want to do on some level, but there's also a real resistance because it just feels like, oh, too full on and kind of scared of that relentlessness of it. And maybe with anything like that, you could also benefit from taking a seasonal approach. So like me with this podcast, rather than going, okay, once I start, it's on and it never ends, it really helped me in just the way that I was thinking and feeling about it to go, how about I commit to a season? I'll do 12 weeks. And literally just felt like my whole energy shift around it, just being like, okay, now I actually feel excited to do 12 episodes of it. Is there something in your life like that? It could be like, okay, maybe if getting out and maintaining a garden just feels like an overwhelming task that like, oh my gosh, once I'm out, it's just, you know, an endless, bottomless task. What if you just said, okay, I'm going to commit, have a little season, whether that is literally like a one day thing or a one weekend or a one weekend a month or something like that, where there's this boost of effort where you commit not forever, but just for a little period to kind of give a little bit more, knowing that you also have decided that there'll be some respite after that, that you will have a little relief, a little break before potentially going again. Maybe it's some project that you've been thinking about and it's like, okay, I'm going to do a deep dive into it for one weekend. And then after that, I'm not going to expect myself to do anything on it for the next 3 weeks. And then maybe I'll do one more weekend, something like that. Perhaps it'd be like, I'm going to commit to 5 days straight of a yoga practice. And then I'm going to have a downtime, which will be my weekend. And then I'm going to commit to another 5 days. And you might just find that just by thinking about it creatively in these different ways, exploring almost like just different configurations of how much time, energy, effort that you're going to put in, building in both the flow part, the tide coming in, the rising, the building, and then also building in the waning and the ebb part, the part where you rest and you let it go, and that you can really embrace that just as much as you embrace the part that has the momentum and the building. And you might even just commit to that for a determined period, a defined period, so that you know this is what I'm committing to. And at the end of that, I get to kind of step back and go, is that working? Are these the right seasons? Like, have I actually struck the right balance for me? Of course, menstrual cycle and moon cycle can just be beautiful timekeepers for this, with built-in waxing and waning. And so perhaps it could be literally about thinking in those terms. So thinking, how might you align this particular task or this particular project or focus routine that you're wanting to build in with the moon's waxing and waning, or with your own menstrual cycle with its ebbs and flows? One way or another, I'd encourage you just to give it a go. see what it might be like for you to apply a seasonal approach to something that just feels like it hasn't had that, like it's just been linear, same old expectations from yourself all of the time, whether that's been something that you're stuck in doing or something that you have been resistant to starting because you imagine it and anticipate it being like that. Perhaps those things have been kind of sitting in your blind spots as areas that you could apply a seasonal approach to. So you might like to try that. I would love to hear how that goes for you. So please do get in touch with me and let me know. Thank you so much for coming back to me, or if this is your first time listening, thank you so much. I know I've referred a little bit to previous episodes and yeah, you might want to go back and have a bit of a listen through your backlog. Listen to season one, if you will. And yeah, a little reminder, if you are interested in that group mentoring program that I am developing that as yet does not even have a name, I've got some brewing away in the back of my mind, but I won't quite share them yet. But if you're interested in that, I would love to hear from you. So please get in touch at email hello@anniecarter.com.au or find me on Instagram @_AnnieCarter. Yeah, would really love to hear from you on that. And also, please spread the word. Let your friends know that this podcast, Yes You, is back. Yeah, it really makes a difference to have people letting their friends know, sharing episodes that you like. That really helps to kind of get the word out there. And also, if you're able to subscribe and leave a review, that would be amazing. I'd really appreciate that too. All right, well, so lovely to be back with you, and I will chat to you again next week. Looking forward to it already. Lots of love. Bye.